All right, we got the news today in Muse in the News that Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, is going to star in Sharknado 3. He's going to play the President of the United States. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to discuss this and talk a little basketball is Mark Cuban. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, guys.
Are you okay?
What are you doing?
I'm on my stair stepper.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, can't you do an interview without exercising at the same time?
No, I can't. Hey, how'd you like that win last night?
Yeah, nice win for your team. Much needed.
Take that, Pelicans.
Yeah, the arch-rival Pelicans.
Let's see, how many wins is that for Dallas now?
That's your 40th win.
40th, uh-huh. How many wins does San Antonio have?
Spurs have 36.
Ooh.
The champs on the ropes. Oh, too bad. But did you guys hear that I'm
what?
Did you guys hear I'm in a movie?
Yes.
Yes, we did.
Sharknado 3.
This is pretty big.
I'm so fancy. I'm the owner of an NBA team, a TV show. I invented Cyberdust. And now I'm in a movie.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. Nice resume.
Man of many talents, I guess.
You guys want an exclusive?
Sure.
I've got some of my lines already mapped out for the movie.
See, I thought that you signed a non-disclosure. You're not supposed to release any of your lines.
Nuh-uh. I'm Mark Cuban. I do what I want.
Ooh, good point. Good point. Yeah, so did you find the script was good? It was serviceable?
Great. It's great. It's the best thing I've ever seen. I really think we could. I think we could win an Oscar for this one. I don't think the first two did they?
No, not
don't
even
think
close.
They were nominated.
Yes, right. Well, I wasn't in those, and I think this one really could. It could win.
Now you're playing the president, correct?
That's right, the president of the United States. But yeah, I got some of my lines. If you'd like to. If you'd like to hear some of my lines, I got some for you.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Now, are you going to deliver them as you will deliver them in the movie, like with a lot of passion and acting? And
yeah, I try to give you a flavor.
Okay.
I try to give you a flavor of what it's going to sound like. This is when the Sharks have kind of taken over like half of Washington, D.C.,
uh-huh.
You know? And so I'm going to say to my Joint Chiefs of Staff, Tooth, you can't handle the Tooth. You need me up on that shark wall.
Well, that sounds derivative.
Boom. Delivered.
Nice.
Here's another one. Those aren't tornadoes. Those are sharks dressed as tornadoes. That's like a real dramatic part of the movie.
Yeah, that was that had me on the edge of my seat.
This doesn't sound good.
Hang on a second.
What are you doing?
What just happened?
I was on my Tony Little's Gazelle glider.
Those sounds don't really match up with that kind of exercise.
All right, I got some more lines for you. These again, some of these I wrote, some of these were just given to me, and they just very creative about Sharknado 3. Badges, we don't need no stinking badges. We are going to need a bigger boat, though.
Okay, you've got two different movies.
Are there any
lines mashed together?
Are there any original lines in this movie?
Yeah, here's one. Cuban. Mark Cuban.
Oh, my gosh.
I get my own name in the movie.
Yeah, that's weird.
So you play
here's
the president.
Another one of my favorites. Here's looking at you, Shark.
God, sounds like the corniest movie ever.
These lines are far-fetched. The movie sounds far-fetched.
I'm as mad as hell at these sharks, and I'm not going to take
them. Oh, my gosh. Please tell me you didn't improv some of these lines in the filming.
We have to protect some of our most valued U.S. landmarks. Quick, all the tanks around the AAC. Hey, you guys will be happy to know that I made some ticket references in the movie. I wrote those in for you.
Great.
Oh, you did? Kind of like that guy on Justified.
Yeah. Yeah. You watch that show?
Yeah.
Well, I think you're going to watch this movie. You're going to enjoy the fact that the way we battle the Sharknados is with the U.S. military, but a very special branch of the U.S. military known as Regunk Force.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, it's a nice little ticket shout-out.
Thank you for that.
So So what do you think? You think this has a good feel to it?
No.
What do you mean?
Well,
you're not saying that this whole plot's like far-fetched or anything, are you?
Yes, it's far-fetched, and it doesn't sound believable, and I just think that it's going to fail.
You want to hear far-fetched? You want to hear not believable? How about the Mavericks advancing to the playoffs with Rondo at point guard?
You shouldn't have that attitude.
Why are you criticizing your own team now?
Are you trying to say that me as a president is far-fetched?
A little.
Could we all look to Washington, D.C. right now and see that Barack Hussein Obama's in a second term?
Well,
by the way, I could beat him in one-on-one. I could totally beat him in one-on-one.
Well, maybe. Yeah. You're both okay in one-on-one.
Oh, okay.
Sharknado 3, look for it at a television station near you, Channel 21.
It's going to skip theatrical release and just go right to TV.
I don't think we're going to go to the theaters, but we may be on 21 or TBS.
Oh, good. Well, Mark, any other new acting roles that you got coming up after this? Or are you just going to rest on... Mark? Mark, what are you doing? Mark?
Hang on. Yes! I want to get in tetherball.
Tetherball?
Stop playing sports and exercising while you're talking to us.
I'm playing in the bottom of the AAC with Charlie Villanueva right now.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm beating 2 out of 3.
Well, thanks for taking a few minutes to visit with us.
Okay.
There he goes, right. The owner of the Mavericks, Mark Cuban.
Bye,
bye.
Bye, Mark.
It's 8:45 on the ticket.